Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And good morning. Thank you so much for joining us today. And it's a beautiful sunny day here in North America, at least. Hey, you know what? I'm so excited about today's show. I'll tell you about that in a second. Let me just say that the Bold Conference last night with Carol McLeod and Kiri Cardinelli and company was amazing. At Life Church, I'll tell you what, it's going on right now. And it was a great night of worship and Bible teaching last night. Carol McLeod, obviously, she's got a segment right here on WDCX, and she has Just Joy Ministries. And of course, Kiri Cardinelli, our very own Kiri Cardinelli as well, does worship 1 to 3 Monday through Friday here. And just incredibly talented singer and worshiper. And last night was just amazing. It was packed. It was absolutely packed. And that's going on right now. And I'm just praying that it's going to be another fabulous day there. I know it will. So, but check it out, Just Joy Ministries, because Carol, she's on the move, let me tell you. So listen, I also want to remind you about Kingdom Bound coming up. And we cannot wait. It's in July, of course, and we cannot wait to see all of our listeners at the WDCX tent. Of course, Neil Boron will be broadcasting live for a couple days there, and Kiri Cardinelli will be there, Linda Penn, Pete Tasca, Michael O'Hare, Steve-O. We're going to all be there, right, Steve? And we're going to have such a great time, and I'll be presenting the raw truth once again at the WDCX tent for 3 days. Again, it's such an honor and privilege, and I'm so excited about presenting. So listen, we want to meet you. We want to greet you. I'll have my books available. And of course, we just love to meet our listeners face-to-face at Kingdom Bound. So make sure you get your tickets now and look at the accommodations now. Book your accommodations. The earlier you do, the better you get in terms of a deal and for your tickets and your accommodations. Okay. Make sure you do that. So listen, you know, I'm so excited about today's guests. First of all, of course, you know, every time I turn around, I see someone else has passed away having to do with drugs. And, you know, it's just a heart-wrenching thing. You know, I don't remember this when I was growing up, but it's just in the news every single day here, and I know what's happening by the minute. So we're going to be talking about drug addiction, what it is, and what we can do about it to prevent it and to help those who are addicted. My guest later on in the show will be Dr. David Holmes. He's a clinical associate professor at UB's School of Medicine or Medical School, and he actually moved to Buffalo in 1992, where he set up family medicine and joined the faculty at UB. He currently works at UBMD Family Medicine at an addiction clinic where he actually treats people struggling with opiate addictions. He gives people the choice of engaging in a secular treatment program or a faith-based one. And I met Dr. Holmes a couple months ago, and you're in for a treat. So listen, if you know anyone who is struggling, or there's a possibility that someone's using drugs, you need to tune in today and you know, make some phone calls, get those people on, because I'll tell you what, we'll be taking your calls as well. It's going to be an amazing interview. And then when we come back from our endorsed sponsors, I'm going to be speaking to the co-owners of Herbal Traditions, and we're going to be talking about all the benefits of teas and, you know, herbs, and also, of course, they even talk about the essential oils and things like that. So there's going to be a great conversation on the benefits of herbs and, of course, you know, just all of the things that go along with that. I'm a big tea drinker. I know, you know, just about all of my friends are. So it's going to be interesting to see what they have to say. And, you know, if you're thinking about being an entrepreneur, you need to tune in, because, you know, this whole business was came up with just over a cup of tea. These two individuals, Mary and Polly, they came up with this idea of having their own business from sipping a cup of tea and talking about it as girlfriends. So I'm excited to talk to them too. So when we come back, we'll be talking to the co-owners of Herbal Traditions and also later on in the show, Dr. David Holmes, a clinical associate professor at UB. We'll be talking about drug addictions and what we can do about it, both in a secular and faith-based world. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us. Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortman-Nabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortman-Nabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
That expensive dental treatment your dentist insists you get may not be necessary. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive dentistry. That's why you need a second opinion from the experts at Buffalo Dental Group. The dentists at Buffalo Dental Group do what they can to save as much of your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told that you need a crown, then it's time you get a second opinion. Call Buffalo Dental Group today for your Raw Truth appointment, 832-7595. That's 832-7595.
It's been quite the journey. In fact, it's been a lifelong journey. Hi, it's Carrie Cardinelli. If you're anything like me, when it comes to eating healthy and exercising properly, you need someone to walk beside you on your path to health and wellness. For me, that person is Robbie Roth. From food choices to nutrition to doing the right exercise, Robbie has the answers. I finally found success on the Raw Truth Recharge, Robbie's 8 to 12 week program that includes a 7 to 14 day detox. Robbie will teach you how to eat and exercise properly because honestly, we need to learn how to be healthy. It does not come naturally. Robbie also offers private and semi-private fitness and nutrition coaching. If you've suffered through yo-yo dieting or type 2 diabetes, this is the help you've been looking for. Do what I did. Find out more about the Raw Truth Recharge at RobbieRaw.com.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting RobbieRaw.com.
And we are back. And I'll tell you what, make sure you sign up for my free newsletter at RobbieRaw.com. And of course, you know, it's free. You get some recipes and things like that. So make sure you do that, okay? I am so excited about today's guest. As I said, Dr. David Holmes will be joining me in just a little bit. We're going to be talking about drug addictions, what we can do about it to help others in a secular and faith-based program. We're going to open up the lines for that. But right now we have the co-owners of Herbal Traditions with me, and I'm so grateful that they are joining me today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Oh, well, thank you. And I'm just doing a little hunky-dory here. Okay, so we have Polly and Molly and Mary. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Polly and Molly. Those are good. Okay. Mary Kunkel. I had to switch my headphones here. Mary Kunkel and Polly Gillibard.
Gillibard.
I had it. Okay, so listen, if you are an entrepreneur, you need to hear this story because the two of you came up with this business, Herbal Traditions, your business that you have now that your husbands are actually working at so you can be here. What nice guys.
Yeah.
You came up with this idea over a cup of tea because you love tea and, you know the benefits of it, huh?
Yeah, we were ordering a lot of herbs and things through the mail, mm-hmm. and we'd have to wait and pay shipping charges, and we were just kind of wishing that we could have a local place that we could get them, and we said, why not? Let's try it. Let's do this. And
I love that, and I love your enthusiasm and the fact that your believers helps as well, right? You know, it's not just a draw of the luck, if you would, but, a place where people could come and try out herbs and that God gave us these herbs of the earth, right, to help to fuel our body and feed our body and everything else, right, to
Absolutely.
Help our body for better health. So, obviously you have teas there. You have some loose leaf tea and all different varieties, over 150 individual herbs in the shop. What's some of the most popular ones that you have?
Oh, we've been selling a lot of nettle lately.
Nettle is a really good nutritive tonic herb. It has a lot of vitamins and minerals, helps your hair and your scalp, just has a lot of really good nutrients for you.
Wow. How do you pronounce it?
Nettle.
Nettle. No, I never heard of that one.
It's a plant that grows wild. God made it. It's difficult to harvest yourself, though, because it's got a lot of stinging parts to it.
Wow. So what's the benefit of that one?
It's nutritive. Uh-huh. It helps your metabolism by strengthening and toning your entire system. It helps even in growing pains in children. It's a reproductive tonic for men and women. People use it for helping in PMS and menopause. It's good for your kidneys, your genitourinary system, and your liver. And if you notice, a lot of the allergy formulas out there also include nettle. It's helpful in allergies and hay fever.
Awesome. I had no idea. I love that. So, you know, the benefits of herbs, you know, most people think, you know, green tea. Okay, I know I should take green tea, high in antioxidants, helps to keep your weight down. And there's so many things, right? What are some of the other benefits of herbal teas?
You can do just about anything with an herbal tea, depending on what you put in it. Also known as a tisane, because it's not the tea plant. But if you want to wake up in the morning, there are herbs to help you do that. If you want to go to sleep at night, there are herbs to help you do that. You know, there's herbs that help your cardiovascular system. There's herbs that help you detox, improve your skin, promote energy. You name it, there's an herb out there, or multiple herbs out there that'll help you do that.
Absolutely. I always tell my clients, listen, you know, if you want to be happy, lift your mood, get rid of PMS, detox, go to sleep, wake up, have more energy, whatever it is, you know, look at herbs first, look at teas first before you reach for the Tylenol PM. Look at the lavender oils, look at the teas, right, things like that. And I know you have essential oils there too, is right?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. And so your place actually is in my hometown. I grew up in North Tonawanda. I went to school at North Tonawanda Senior High. And it's Herbal Traditions. It's right on Shawnee Road, 7500 Shawnee Road. How long have you been in business?
2.5 years.
2.5 years.
They flew by.
Wow. You guys are so happy. I mean, you must have had some happy tea before you came in here, because your spirit, I can see, you know, your spirit is just so, so happy and so up. So you talked about, do you have all loose leaf teas, or do you have other kinds too?
All of our teas are loose leaf.
Okay.
Yeah. And we sell them pre-bagged, or you can just get, if you just want to try something, you're not sure, you could just get as little as a dollar's worth and just take it home and see if you like it. Find a new favorite.
That's awesome. So tell benefits of getting that loose leaf, because people ask me this all the time.
In three words, the benefits of loose leaf would be flavor, health benefits, and cost.
Mm-hmm.
Because the larger the leaf, the longer they last. The smaller the pieces, the quicker they deteriorate. So the quality is better in a loose leaf tea than in a tea bag. You don't get the taste of the tea bag either. And also, you can re-steep them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And do you have? People are able to sample it there or no? When they come,
we have a daily sample, so whatever it is that we made, you can try. It changes every day. But we just started carrying tea to go, so you can come in and try any of the teas, you know, take a cup to go. So we'll brew it for you, and you can take it. And
so are all of your teas organic?
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. Organic teas at Herbal Traditions, people. Organic teas. And spices. You have spices, too. So tell us about that.
We do. We have upwards of 90 spices, and we blend a lot of our blends. We have no gluten, no fillers. A lot of our blends are salt-free, trying to be careful with people that might be hypertensive. Let's see. We're always growing. Our customers come in and say, do you have this or that? And if we don't have it, that's kind of the way we're growing now. So,
yeah. So now you have some natural body care products there as well. Tell us about those. I know you have organic oils and butters and body butters, salve.
All of our natural body care products have organic butters in it and oils, and we have body butter, which is really nourishing for your skin.
Right.
We have salves that we make. We actually infuse the oil, the organic oil, with our organic herbs, and then we make the salves. Lip balm is very popular.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome. So also you're working on making a stick deodorant and some kind of organic spray deodorant. What is it?
We just got in an organic spray deodorant, and it comes in three different scents. And the stick deodorant, we're trying to perfect it so that it doesn't just smear all over your armpit. So that's been a bit of a journey, trying to get the right balance of beeswax and butters and stuff so that it goes on well but doesn't melt all over and you can actually put it on, you know.
So, you know, when I first heard of your business, Herbal Traditions, I was thinking you just have, you know, spices and teas. But you have so much more there. And you actually even carry organic coffee, right, and raw honey and chocolate.
Organic chocolate, yes,
I need to come to the store. I need to come. Well, you people I know are, you know, I only drink organic coffee. So I'm going to have to come and check it out because honestly, I order my coffee and I have to have it shipped. So I had no idea.
Yeah, that was a request by customers that didn't drink tea that were looking for coffee. So that's how that one came to be in our shop. It's organic and fair trade.
Awesome. And you have Herba, some people call it mate, some people say Herba Mate. Tell us about that and the benefits of that. I know that that has been used to help for weight loss in the past and things like that, but it's not
the tea leaf, but it grows in South America, and it has caffeine also, but it's also full of antioxidants. That's the
benefit, prime benefit.
Yeah. And it doesn't get the bitterness of tea, I don't think.
No. Well, you know what? I'm so excited. I am going to check this place out. I hope all of our listeners right now will check it out. Herbal Traditions, organic herbs, spices, and teas, and body butters, and organic coffee, and essential oils. You've got it all. And you're at 7500 Shawnee Road in North Tonawanda. And you also have a website, right?
Yes, it would be good to check the hours on the website because we are closed during the week.
Oh, you're closed all during the week?
No, just Wednesday and Thursday.
So okay.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. So it's herbaltraditionsllc.com. Herbaltraditionsllc.com. And how late are you open today? Because I'm sure people are going to want to know.
Till
5 o'clock. All right. Well, I am so excited to meet you finally, and I know we've been going back and forth for a while, and I'm very excited that I can now find a place to buy locally my organic tea. I like to, you know, support local businesses rather than going to the big chains too or getting it, you know. Steve shaking his head over there. He's going to be checking you out too. You know, rather than ordering, you know, to support local businesses. And you are a bunch of entrepreneurs here that, you know, I pray that God continues to use you because
I think
it's wonderful what you're doing. And, you know, thank you so much for what you do. So
thank you. Hopefully
we'll stay in touch.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Well, when we come back, you guys can stay right there. When we come back, Dr. David Holmes will be joining me. And, of course, we're going to be talking about, you know, addictions and treatment for addictions and how to recognize addictions. And we'll be taking your calls. Steve-O's on the board and on the calls, and we're going to be taking your calls here. You know, you don't want to go anywhere. So when we come back, of course, Dr. David Holmes. But I want to tell you about Pine Pharmacy. They are wonderful pharmacists. I'll tell you, women, bioidentical hormones, you go see Dr. Nabi. And, of course, Pine Pharmacy, they have so much information on bioidentical hormones or herbs and things like that, too. They'll help you out to know the if there's any interaction between herbs and your medication. You know, that's sometimes a concern. They are knowledgeable, and they are, I'll tell you what, they got it all over there. So go check them out, Pine Pharmacy. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy. Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Okay, everyone, you know I love to eat as much as I love to work out. When it's time to satisfy that craving for goodies, I'm reaching for the amazing treats at No Guilt Goodies right here in Amherst. No Guilt Goodies specializes in nutrient-dense treats made with high-quality ingredients. It's healthy desserts and goodies that are gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free, but full of flavor and taste so good. Check out their latest creation, vegan peanut butter cheesecake with homemade peanut butter cups nestled inside and covered with chocolate ganache.
Hi, I'm Beth Scorgazzola from NoGuiltGoodies.com. Check out my website, NoGuiltGoodies.com, today.
God delights in watching you enjoy life, but life isn't easy these days, especially with the back and neck pain you experience on a daily basis. Dr. Bob Bader wants to help you. With 30 years of chiropractic experience, it's Dr. Bob's desire to help you live the life you enjoy and remain healthy so you can do the things God has called you to do. Dr. Bob is the chiropractor that the entire Raw Truth team recommends. He's located in Williamsville at 5050 Sheridan Drive. Give him a call today, 634-2802.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise. And many times, company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining us. And if you are just joining us, my next guest is Dr. David Holmes. He is a clinical associate professor at UB's Medical School. And he was born in Kenya, where his parents were missionaries, grew up in Long Island, went to college in Stanford University, medical school at the University of Vermont. He landed in Buffalo in 1992, where he did his family medicine residency training and then joined the faculty at UB. He currently works with UB MD Family Medicine at an addiction clinic where he treats people struggling with opiate addictions. He gives people the choice of engaging in a secular treatment program or a faith-based one, which is wild. I love that. Good morning, Dr. Holmes.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. And, you know, I've been wanting to have you on for a while. And, of course, every time we turn around in the news, we're hearing of someone who's well-known, you know, unfortunately a performer or actress or something like that, or you hear it where it hits close home to, you know, home close for people that you know or, you know, others know. It's just terrible, this drug addiction and the effects of it going on right now.
Yeah, it's been a huge problem, and there's been a lot of heroin overdoses that have caused sudden deaths in many people, and it seems to be increasing, which is making it even more of a serious problem.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I looked up drug addiction as the chronic, often relapsing brain disease that causes compulsive drug seeking and use despite harmful consequences to the drug addict and those around them. Drug addiction is a brain disease because the abuse of drugs leads to changes in the structure and function of the brain. It's scary.
Yeah, absolutely. It is considered a disease. It's obviously there's a behavioral component, but there's a genetic component. Some people are just more predisposed to drug addiction, and there's the disease component. And even though we think of it a lot differently, but there's a lot of similarities between that and diabetes and hypertension. You know, there's the genetic component, but there's also the behavior component, and both need to be worked on, and the disease needs to be treated.
Absolutely. So tell me first, like, how did you get interested in addiction medicine?
Well, I've been practicing family medicine for about 20 years, and actually Dr. Blondell, who's one of the local experts in addiction medicine, kind of challenged me. He said, well, you're interested in spirituality in medicine, and there's a lot of research to support the role of faith in health care. And he said that in treating patients with addictions, he finds that some of them get stuck. You know, they start on the road to recovery and then get stuck. And he thinks that, you know, faith might help people get unstuck. And so he just asked me to see if I could come up with some sort of spiritual intervention that might help patients to progress along that road of addiction, especially those that seem to be having a difficult time in the recovery process. And so that intrigued me, and so I started seeing some patients and then started a faith-based program.
Wow. How forward-thinking was he? I mean, that was pretty cool. You know, well, I actually met you at the Christian Medical Dental Association, right, where I spoke and you had presented last time, which is a great organization. If we have businesses that are listening right now, they can get involved in that, right?
Absolutely, yeah. The Christian Medical Dental Association is a national organization, but it's got chapters all over the country, and there's one right here in Western New York called Christian Medical Dental Association of Western New York, and Phil Wade is the area director, and people can certainly look on the website or contact him for more information.
Yeah, it's a great organization. Lots of students were there, medical students as well. So that was awesome. So Dr. Holmes, you know, how do people get addicted to drugs? I mean, I deal with addictions with food, and I know how people get addicted to food because you eat what you crave and you crave what you eat. Is it kind of the same way with drugs? I mean, once you start, what's happening?
Yeah, there's obviously a lot of different ways that people get addicted to drugs. One of the ways that has been coming to the forefront lately is the whole role of physicians that have been getting people addicted. And the problem is that several years ago, the organization that accredits hospitals and physician groups and stuff, they came out with this thing about pain, that people should not be in pain. You should assess everybody with pain, and pain is the fifth vital sign. And so there was a really big push on doctors to treat everybody that had pain. And so if you had pain, chronic pain, acute pain, you got pain pills. And a lot of people, especially if they have this genetic kind of predisposition to addiction, found that those pain pills helped them feel pretty good. And they kept on wanting more and more and more. And the problem with opiates is that your body gets used to them, and so then you need even more to get to the same level of pain control. And then eventually your body becomes dependent on them, so that if you don't have them, you end up going into withdrawal symptoms. And then you crave them even more, and you'll do anything to get the opiates. And if your doctor stops prescribing them because he realizes you're addicted, then hopefully he or she would recommend you go into a treatment program. But a lot of times patients are not ready for that, and they just go to the streets and get the opiates from the streets. And so that's one way, is through, you know, medical prescriptions. Another way is just usually when they're teenagers, they try some marijuana, and then that, you know, they get used to that, and then they go on to something stronger and try some opiate pills, and then eventually heroin and cocaine. And so it's usually kind of a progression that happens there. And a lot of times it's just kids, either their parents have addiction problems and they've kind of grown up with that, and so they just kind of follow the path. Other times it's kids that are maybe feeling lonely or don't have that many friends in school, and so they start hanging out with the wrong crowd, and the peer pressure really has a big effect on them.
So, you know, I know that people are listening right now and they're thinking, you know, what kind of prescription drugs? Because people are taking, you know, painkillers right now. Our listeners are taking them. And, and I know some of them are thinking, you know, well, what kind are the kinds that could possibly make me addicted? What would that be?
So any of the opiate medications. So the big ones around here are like Lortabs and Norco, which have the hydrocodone in them, Percocets, any of the morphine medications, the Opanas, Oxymorphone. So those are the main ones. Codeine is an opiate. It's not as strong as some of the other ones, so people don't usually get addicted to codeine, but it's still something to be careful about.
Yeah, you know, while you're naming those off, I can just think of twice in the last few years that I have been prescribed those myself for dental work or something like that, which I never took the medication because I'm, you know, such a naturalist. But I didn't want to, you know, I'm like, okay, I'll put up with the pain. But, you know, it's scary when you hear that. I mean, those are, you know, people who have surgery or whatever, back problems, whatever it is, they get prescribed that pretty easily. And I'm glad that you mentioned, you know, the role of the physician in helping, you know, with this, control this. But then there's the whole other issue about, you know, the street drugs and marijuana. And, you know, I can't even tell you how many times I've read people who are saying, well, you know, marijuana is going to be legalized anyway, so it's safe and, you know, it's not a bad drug and all this stuff. And, you know, it's just scary. So, you know, we're gonna go to our endorsed sponsors, but I want to get into that. I want to talk about that. And really, I don't even know alcohol. I mean, how does that open any doors, and does it? And, you know, let's talk about these warning signs and really what parents can look for with their children, because it's hard to tell. I mean, I'm a nurse. I worked in, you know, psychiatry for many years, and I've seen, you know, drug addictions myself. And many parents said, well, I never knew. So how do they know? And then what can we do about it? You know, you have the faith-based program, you have the secular. I want to give some people some resources today, and we'll open up those lines again. Our numbers, if you want to write them down, 883-5000, 883-5000, outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. 1-800-684-2848. We're with Dr. David Holmes talking about drug addictions. And we'll be taking your calls. We'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
That expensive dental treatment your dentist insists you get may not be necessary. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive dentistry. That's why you need a second opinion from the experts at Buffalo Dental Group. The dentists at Buffalo Dental Group do what they can to save as much of your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told that you need a crown, then it's time you get a second opinion. Call Buffalo Dental Group today for your Raw Truth appointment, 832-7595. That's 832-7595.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Some law firms advertise their size as a good thing, but the car accident and injury lawyers at Gelber & O'Connell believe that bigger isn't always better. When you need personal medical attention, you don't look for the largest doctor's office. When you need personal tax advice, you don't look for the largest accounting firm. So, when you need a personal injury attorney, go to the law firm that provides the personal attention you deserve. Don't get lost in the shuffle if you are injured in a car accident. Call Gelber & O'Connell for a free consultation, 633-5050.
You've waited long enough. Now you can have all of Robbie's knowledge, advice, teaching, and inspiration in the palm of your hand with her new book, The Raw Truth Recharge. The Raw Truth Recharge will teach you seven truths about faith, family, food, fitness, detox, sleep, and stress management, and how all of them are vital to your health mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Robbie is a registered nurse, an integrative health and nutrition practitioner, and a master trainer armed with certifications. With 30 plus years experience in the industry, she will teach you how to increase your energy, be fit and feel healthy, decrease your body fat, increase your muscle mass, shape your body, cut cravings, and focus your energy to fulfill your calling. God's word actually gives us clear direction on all of these truths. If you want to get lean, then you need to lean on the Lord. Do you need inspiration and motivation to either get or stay on track? Then this book is for you. Get your copy of The Raw Truth on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com today.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
1-800-684-2848-883-5000. Maybe you know someone who you think is taking drugs. Maybe you're afraid and it's you. Maybe you could change your name or whatever if you have a question for Dr. Holmes today. We will take your calls on that. We're talking about drug addictions. And we were talking about marijuana and even alcohol, Doctor. How does that play a role?
Yeah, well, for many, it is an entrance drug. The marijuana, they just, friends are doing it. They try it. And even for many of my patients who are recovering from the opiate addictions, they're having a hard time leaving the marijuana. And part of it is they think, oh, it's not that bad. And, it's legal in some states. And the problem is marijuana can and does. It has some medical treatment uses, but very few. And it causes bigger problems such as depression and demotivation syndrome, so you don't feel like doing stuff and you feel kind of down a lot. And so it's and alcohol can kind of do the same thing. It's kind of a depressant, and as well as alcohol can obviously cause problems with your liver and other problems. But it's an addictive substance. I tell people if it's an addictive substance that's harmful to your health, you shouldn't be using it. And the same thing for smoking cigarettes. I mean, the number one cause of death in the United States is smoking cigarettes. Number two cause is poor nutrition, not eating the right foods. Mm-hmm. And, if we could just work on those two behaviors, we would decrease the morbidity and mortality in this country tremendously, probably at least by half. So as bad as the opiate addictions are, in terms of causing death and illness, the cigarette addictions are much worse. And certainly the alcohol and marijuana addictions are a huge problem as well, and especially when they lead to opiate addictions.
Hmm. Very interesting. So it seems like now more people are dying from drug overdoses. What has changed?
Yeah, a couple things have changed. One, they found that a medication called fentanyl is cheaper than heroin, and it's also way more potent. And so the people that make heroin have found that they can save a lot of money or make a lot more money if they put some fentanyl in the heroin as well, because it's a lot cheaper to produce. And so people will be taking this heroin-fentanyl combination and not really thinking about the fact that the fentanyl is a lot more potent. And so they can afford it because it's cheaper, and then they take it, and it's a lot stronger, and it causes death much more than just straight heroin does. And the other problem is that it's something called I-STOP. It's a New York State law that said that all doctors have to, before they prescribe any kind of opiates, they have to look on a list to make sure that that patients are getting opiates from the doctor, so that they're not doctor shopping. Because before, people could get prescriptions from 10 different doctors, and
wow,
Nobody would know about it. The doctors wouldn't know. Now there's a registry so that everybody knows, and doctors have to look at this list beforehand. So apparently the heroin manufacturers realized that this was going into effect, and that the result of that would be that less doctors would be prescribing less opiates. And as a result, they increased their heroin production and brought more heroin into New York State. And so there's a bigger supply, and it's a more potent supply. And so those two factors have really contributed to the increased number of deaths.
Wow. So if you're just joining us, we're talking with Dr. David Holmes. He's the clinical associate professor, UBMD Family Medical Medicine. He's treats addictions right on Sweet Home Road in Amherst, right?
Correct.
It's 1408 Sweet Home Road, and actually I'll give the number out now before I forget. So to get a hold, you're really swamped there, I know, so you don't need any more advertising. You know, we want people to get help. That telephone number is 716-247-5281, 716-247-5281. Again, it's UBMD Family Medicine, and our number here, 883-5000, outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. If you have a question or comment for the doctor, please give us a call. We want to help. So you two, you give people a choice of engaging in a secular treatment program or a faith-based one, which is great. But before that, I'm sure there's not a lot of people who are coming to you saying, I need help, or maybe there is. Is it a family member who generally says, we need to get you help? Because do people recognize that they need help?
Well, a lot of people obviously don't recognize that they need help, and they don't seek treatment. Some get mandated by the courts to go to treatment, and that's usually not as effective as those that really want the treatment. And so that's the biggest frustration I think that family members have, is that they realize this person needs help and they're not ready to get it. Once they are ready to get it, then they come, you know, to my office or another treatment center. So most of the people that come to me realize they have a problem and that they need help. Some of them are more ready than others. Mm-hmm. Some of them are kind of like straddling the fence and they're not really sure, they're not really committed. And others are gung-ho and they're ready to get the treatment. So,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, so it just varies in terms of the preparedness. But certainly family members can help by suggesting that their family members get help and giving them resources and phone numbers or places to call or driving them. Several people have lost their licenses and can't get around, so sometimes they need help that way.
Right. So if a mom, dad, or even friend suspects that someone is taking drugs, what kind of signs would they be looking for?
Well, with students, oftentimes they'll see a drop in grades. They'll see kind of withdrawing. They're not hanging around friends as much, or they're hanging around a crowd of friends that you don't really approve of and you're concerned about. Sometimes they'll have more anger outbursts. They'll be very defensive when you try to bring up issues of drugs and other problems that may be going on. If they're going through any kind of withdrawal, they'll be sweaty, diarrhea, and kind of a lot of those flu-like symptoms they'll start having, again, very agitated and restless and irritable. So a lot of times you really can't tell, right? Especially with adolescents, they're just going through a phase. They're just being moody right now. So if you have any kind of suspicion, the communication is really important in trying to build those bridges and not be too condemning or harsh and just say, hey, I'm concerned about you. I'd like to help you if I can. And communicate that with doctors. They can do a urine test and see if there's any kind of drugs in the urine and things like that.
So those are all good things. You know, I'm thinking of medications that actually cause different personality changes, you know, like some of the ADHD medicine and things like that, which would be hard for parents to identify, right? Mm-hmm. It's so hard. I think that's the hardest part for parents that I, you know, when I worked in psychiatry, what I saw is patients, and this was even a while ago, there's so many more medications now even, mm-hmm. That would make it difficult for parents to recognize this. And so, you know, it's kind of a catch-22 thing, right? You know, like they're on medication for ADD or whatever, and you know, then their personality changes a little bit because of that. Mm-hmm. And so, oh my goodness. Yeah.
And it's hard with the depression because, you know, sometimes the drugs cause depression. Sometimes they're already depressed.
Absolutely.
And then they go to the drugs to try to help their depression, which just makes it worse. And, you know, I think we all have that hole in our soul, that emptiness that we try to fill with different things, whether it's drugs or alcohol or sex or money or gambling. And really, you know, it's a God-shaped hole. So only God Amen. And Jesus Christ can fill that. And that's one of the things we try to talk about with patients, is that, you know, you can't just fill that emptiness with these superficial things. You need deeper things. You need relationships with supportive people in your life and relationship with God.
Absolutely. No matter what it is, you need to lean on the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so you offer this faith-based or secular program. So when someone comes to you, tell me about the process.
Sure. So they'll come in. Almost all the patients have opiate addictions. We don't treat that much alcohol addictions. There are other places for that. And part of the reason, unfortunately, with opiate addictions, there's medications that are very effective, like methadone or Suboxone or buprenorphine is the generic name. And with alcohol, they don't have a nice medication like that. They've got some medications that work sort of, but not great. And so usually when they come to the physician, they are looking for that medication for the opiate withdrawal. So we talk, we do an initial interview, and I kind of talk about the program and talk about their need to be fully committed to it and give it their all. And if they're willing to go through with the program, then we start. And they have to be off of any kind of opiates for at least 24 to 48 hours. And then they come in, and then we start the Suboxone. But in addition to the Suboxone, and that's a lot of treatment centers basically just give us a prescription for Suboxone. They'll encourage people to go to counseling or get involved in 12-step groups like Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous, and those are helpful. I guess the difference with the program that I'm doing is that they also have to write a journal every day and read a book and then go through a workbook and answer questions in a workbook. So I make them work a little bit harder. I tell them that, yeah, you're going to work harder with me than probably with other doctors, but I think you'll get more out of it as you're putting more effort into it. And the faith base comes in terms of the journaling is kind of a prayer journal as opposed to a secular journal. The book that they're reading is the Bible. Mm-hmm. In the faith base group.
I love
There's two Bibles out there that are really great for recovery. One's the Celebrate Recovery Bible and one's the Life Recovery Bible. And so they read through that, and it's got a lot of footnotes, you know, relating to the Bible to addiction, and the Bible has a lot to say about some of the issues that people go through with addiction. And a lot of patients have never really read the Bible before, but they're curious and they're interested, so they choose a faith-based program, and they seem to be learning a lot from it and growing through it, which has been very gratifying. And then with the workbook that they have to do, it's either a secular book or a workbook or a Christian-based workbook. I do tell people if they want to be, you know, do a faith-based program that's not Christian-based, mm-hmm. you know, let me know. So far, nobody has let me know, so they've all been doing the Christian-based
wow,
program.
Wow, praise God for that. Yeah. And so those two Bibles, Celebrate Recovery Bible, mm-hmm. and what's the other
Life
one?
Life Recovery Bible.
Life Recovery. So if someone's listening right now and they want to get those Bibles, where they just Google that or
yeah,
you know,
I mean any of the Christian bookstores yeah. okay. or I mean really any of the secular bookstores too mm-hmm. and online bookstores. So you can get it just about anywhere.
I am just so grateful to God that you know there is a faith-based program because I mean you. And I are both believers, and mm-hmm. we know that with God, all things are possible. And, you know, when we take our hands off the wheel and, you know, put him in control, you know, anything is possible. And it's just the only way. It really is the only way. Mm-hmm. So, you know, how long is this treatment program, and how long does it take to get an appointment?
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how long it takes to get an appointment.
You just see the patients.
I just see them as they come through. We've been seeing some new patients lately, so I think they can get in fairly quickly, probably within a week or two.
Wonderful.
But sometimes it may be a month. And the program itself, it's very individual. After a year or two of being in the program, I start suggesting that we start weaning down off the Suboxone. My goal is to get everybody off Suboxone so mm-hmm. they can be totally free from drugs. There's a lot of critics would say that, well, you know, you're just, instead of being on heroin, now they're on Suboxone. So you've just substituted one drug for another.
Right.
And in some ways, that's true. It's one opiate for another opiate. But in other ways, the Suboxone is much more controlled. It's a legal substance. And it really helps them to get their life back together. That's just been amazing to see people. You know, they get jobs. Their family relationships are better. Their faith is stronger. And so it's really been a neat experience for me to see the lives being transformed, which just is the main reason why I'm there, is to see God working in people's lives. And that's exciting. And the when I started doing it, my goal was, okay, everybody should be off of the Suboxone within 2 years. Now I'm finding that that's maybe not as realistic, and that some people may need to be on it longer. And some of the addiction doctors have explained it to me, like, if you're on medication for diabetes, yeah. you know, or hypertension, you know, what are you going to take them off after 2 years? No. So for some people, it's a lifelong thing. And can you get people off of diabetes meds? Sure. If they do, you know, strict diet and exercise, a lot of people could get off of diabetes meds who are still taking them.
Absolutely.
Same thing with high blood pressure meds. I had a patient get off of insulin just when she started being strict about her diet.
Yeah.
And so I think the same is true with Suboxone, that you can get off it. But some people, even with diabetes, if you're doing all the right things, you because of the genetic components, you may still need to be on the medication. So I think there's a small subset of people that may still need to be on the Suboxone for lifetime.
Right.
But most of them should be able to get off of it after a few years. The I guess the other thing is that Suboxone can help with pain management. So some people that do have chronic pain, the Suboxone helps with that as well, and can. But they may need to be on that for a long time. Now, I am a big advocate for let's try to treat pain with non-medications. If you're having surgery, you definitely need the medication, the opiates, for a few days, but try to get off it as soon as possible. And if you're having chronic pain, see if there's other ways of treating it, whether it's, you know, surgery, whether it's acupuncture, whether it's chiropractic, massage therapy, herbal supplements. But see if there's something else that you can do besides the opiates. And if there's not, then, you know, sure, you know, you might need to get on Suboxone or something else for long term.
Absolutely. And speaking of managing pain and alternative treatments like chiropractic care, we're going to go to our next endorser, which is Bob Bader, Dr. Bob Bader. He's my chiropractor. He's a believer. He prays with his patients. He's amazing. So check him out. And when we come back, we're going to close this up with Dr. David Holmes. Again, I just want to give you that number, and I'll give it to you again when we come back, of the, UBMD, Family Medicine, Addiction Medicine, 716-247-5281, 716-247-5281, where you can help your loved one, or maybe it's you, get treated for addiction. So when we come back, a little bit more with Dr. David Holmes. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
God delights in watching you enjoy life. But life isn't easy these days, especially with the back and neck pain you experience on a daily basis. Dr. Bob Bader wants to help you. With 30 years of chiropractic experience, it's Dr. Bob's desire to help you live the life you enjoy and remain healthy so you can do the things God has called you to do. Dr. Bob is the chiropractor that the entire Raw Truth team recommends. He's located in Williamsville at 5050 Sheridan Drive. Give him a call today, 634-2802.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
As women, we have special needs. Needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Okay, everyone, you know I love to eat as much as I love to work out. When it's time to satisfy that craving for goodies, I'm reaching for the amazing treats at No Guilt Goodies right here in Amherst. No Guilt Goodies specializes in nutrient-dense treats made with high-quality ingredients. It's healthy desserts and goodies that are gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free, but full of flavor and taste so good. Check out their latest creation, vegan peanut butter cheesecake with homemade peanut butter cups nestled inside and covered with chocolate ganache.
Hi, I'm Beth Scorgazzola from NoGuiltGoodies.com. Check out my website, NoGuiltGoodies.com, today.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And we are talking with Dr. David Holmes, a clinical associate professor. He's at UBMD Family Medicine. He treats addictions in both a secular and faith-based program. You can reach him at 716-247-5281 to make an appointment, 716-247-5281. And so, doctor, what other resources in the community are available to help people?
Well, there's certainly lots of counseling available through different services, secular programs like Horizons and Lakeshore and Mid-Erie. And then there are some Christian-based programs, which I think are wonderful, especially programs like Teen Challenge, that where you're there for several months, and Total Freedom in Darien, New York. And I just think that it's helpful to go to the counseling and get outpatient treatment, but I think it's even more helpful to go and just be away, because a lot of times people are influenced by their friends.
Yes.
And so it really helps just to get away from the friends and any kind of negative influences and really focus on the recovery process. And there are a lot of Christian counselors, so if people are interested in outpatient, there is biblical counseling centers at Faith Fellowship and other churches around that treat addictions. There's Set Free groups and Celebrate Recovery, which are Christian-based 12-step groups. And then if you don't have insurance, it doesn't can't pay for these things. A lot of them are just donations, and they're not that expensive, but some. But there are some free counseling as well. Good Neighbors Healthcare has Dr. Dennis, who's a counselor and psychologist, and he treats mental health, but he also treats addictions. So lots of resources out there. I would just spend some time just Googling Christian-based addiction treatment programs in Western New York.
Awesome. Well, I wish we had more time, because I have a lot more questions for you, and I know this is such an important issue. So will you come back?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you for coming. So this was Dr. David Holmes. Once again, we were talking about addictions. And again, at UBMD Family Medicine, they have a faith-based and secular program that Dr. Holmes runs. You can give them a call at 716-247-5281. Again, that number is 716-247-5281. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Thank you for all you do, and God bless you. All right, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. We will see you right back here next week. Don't forget, Linda Penn is on at 1 o'clock today with Today's Living Hope. And thank you, Herbal Traditions. Give them a call at 716-247-5281. 693-7837 or check them out. They're at 7500 Shawnee Road. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and God bless.
The preceding program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.